This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Indonesia, where there has been a vigilante raid on an Indonesian HIV group. A militant Islamist group has raided the offices of a HIV prevention organisation on suspicion that the group had been conducting, quote, LGBT activities. The Islamic Defenders Front was joined by Indonesian soldiers and local residents in an incident that follows a very disturbing pattern of similar vigilante raids right across Indonesia. A member of the city council, Mulyada Anwar, in the eastern Sumatra region, orchestrated this raid and boasted about it in an anti-LGBT message on his re-election campaign page, Facebook. He acknowledged that the organisation provides condoms and counselling for sex workers and waria, which is the transgender women. However, he said the organisation is for HIV prevention, but we still cannot accept it. They still do vice activities. We are closing this place.
So for three years, Indonesia has been engulfed by a government-driven moral panic about gender and sexuality. Politicians, government officials and state offices have issued anti-LGBT statements calling for a criminalisation of homosexuality, censorship of LGBT-related information and other threats to rights of LGBT people.
This really sort of kicked off in January 2016 at the highest levels of Indonesia's national government. The education minister tweeted that he wanted to ban all LGBT students from university campuses, and this sort of gave permission to anybody who had a beef against the LGBT community to start to speak up. The combination of this rhetoric and a public flogging of a gay man in the northern regions, plus police targeting of private spaces, has jeopardised Indonesia's very limited public health infrastructure. Indonesia's HIV rates in men who have sex with men has spiked fivefold over the past decade.
Slightly better news over in Myanmar. Asia's first LGBTI boat parade was kicked off in Myanmar as part of their pride.
Woohoo!
Thousands are expected to attend the Myanmar's second ever pride festival this weekend, and a flotilla of boats along the main river in the commercial hub of Yangon will kick off the festival on the 26th of January.
And then it continues all day in the local park. There's a drag Olympics and an awards ceremony.
Although gay sex is illegal in Myanmar under Section 377 of the Colonial Era Penal Code, where we've seen here that before.
Yes, yes, yes.
In which India's Supreme Court has dismantled. Last year, Yangon's pride was Myanmar's first, with organisers saying, "We gained huge interest from the society and it was very positive." Because of these activities, last year the general public changed their perception about the LGBT community.
In fact, one of their famous actors came out within the last year, so it again sort of raises that profile. Organisers are particularly excited about the flotilla that will be taking over Yangon's main waterway, because normally they have these laws where the waterways are quite closed, so it's going to be full of colour this weekend.
And the Drag Olympics are set to be another highlight, with stiletto racing, hula hooping and handbag throwing as part of the competition.
Of course. What else would there be? Across in Egypt, an anti-gay TV host has reportedly been jailed for interviewing a gay man. Bit of a strange one here. TV host Mohammed Al-Getty was accused of promoting homosexuality and contempt of religion following the interview which aired last year. He has actually previously spoken out on his TV show against gay people. He was also fined 3,000 Egyptian pounds and he will be put under surveillance for a year after his release, according to his lawyer.
So in August 2018, he interviewed a gay man on his private TV station to discuss homosexuality. The gay man had his face blurred throughout the interview, and he said he was a sex worker. But he did talk about a relationship with another man.
And the media regulator, the Supreme Council for Media Regulation, did not like that. They suspended his TV station for 2 weeks for, quote, professional violations, saying the channel had violated its ruling banning the appearance for homosexuals and promoting their slogan.
What's our slogan?
If you've got thoughts on what our slogan should be, send us a message, 0427JOY949.
Egypt has no specific rules banning homosexuality. However, the government has a number of provisions to criminalise any behaviour that is deemed immoral.
A 2013 survey found 95% of Egyptians believe that homosexuality should not be accepted by society.
And in Taiwan, the LGBTI community is urging the new premier to implement marriage equality. So Taiwan has 4 months to uphold a court ruling to recognise same-sex marriages, but that does not seem to be happening at the moment. So LGBT rights activists have urged the new premier, Soul Singh Chang, to uphold the 2017 constitutional rule court ruling and implement marriage equality through parliament.
And of course this comes after the referendum that was held in November last year, where all the pro-LGBT questions on the referendum were defeated and all the anti ones got up. So the government is in this funny situation where the court has said you must make a ruling on same-sex marriage, and the people seem to be saying the opposite.
Yes, the court has actually said that the country civil code is unconstitutional by discriminating against same-sex unions. So it's given the lawmakers 2 years from their decision to actually change the law and make same-sex marriage legal. But it hasn't left them much room to implement the changes.
And, of course, Thailand is now potentially going to get in ahead of them as the first country to provide legal same-sex unions in Asia. We'll keep an eye on that.
In brief, in India, a politician is under fire for calling her rival worse than a transgender person.
Police in Bangladesh have reportedly arrested one of the main suspects involved in the 2015 murder of LGBT activist and editor of the country's first queer magazine, Rupban.
China and an artist is using a truck to protest against more than 130 gay conversion therapy centres that are operating.
And in Costa Rica, hang on for this one, a lesbian couple is being sued by the government after the government allowed their same-sex marriage following a clerical error. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.